Okay, just before we continue in Mishnah, just a word about Rosh Chodesh. The Midrash Rabbah on the beginning of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, Chodesh HaZelachem, Rosh Chodeshim. So the Midrash Rabbah points out, Tovim Shnayim Min HaEchad, that this mitzvah was given to Moshe Ba'aharon. It's very interesting. This is something that I heard from someone just a short period of time ago, just like to expand on it a little, is that Kiddush HaChodesh is one of those mitzvahs that has a balance between the Moshe and the Aharon, that on one hand we have a very, very objective system of knowing when Rosh Chodesh is in terms of the Cheshbon, in terms of Kiddush Al Pi Re'iyah, in terms of the Sod HaIbur, when to ignore the Eidim v'chulei. On the other hand, we have the concept of Ibshana, which is part of that same mitzvah, which takes into account all sorts of subjective human circumstances. So here we have a combination of a Moshe and an Aharon, of two different forms of Avodas Hashem that combine. And in terms of this being the first mitzvah, you know, HaKodesh HaZelachem is the first mitzvah, sets a certain standard to always take into account both aspects of the Moshe and the Aharon, the objective and the subjective in terms of determining halacha. Okay, we were pointing out, Shlomo HaMelech was pointing out, at least according to the Grush, Shlomo HaMelech was pointing out, that although Torah, mitzvos, midos tovos, can certainly serve as an antidote to Avera, but sometimes if the Avera is strong enough, it can overwhelm, it can neutralize all of these areas. And we pointed out yesterday, ki ba'adi shazona ad kikar lachem, that a person can lose his Torah because of the world of Ta'ava, that one has to understand the world of Torah isn't just a question of Gisab or Yom HaVelayla, of putting in one's Ishtadlus. One requires Siyata Dishmaya to understand things properly. Certainly one requires Siyata Dishmaya to be able to remember. And who says HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to give you this Siyata Dishmaya? That if a person involves himself in a world of Ta'ava, then he'll lose whatever Torah he had, both quantitatively and qualitatively. And then the pasuk continued, the eishes ish nefesh yikara tatzud, that even a person who is able to maintain his Torah knowledge, but the chemda, the running after possessions, the running in order to be able to build up one's nest egg of the chule, which we called the chemda, even if there's no immediate hana'a, people have cheshbonos, that nefesh yikara tatzud, that will remove his kiyum mitzvos, that will undermine, that he won't be able to do mitzvos b'tzura shlema, there won't be any hachana for Shabbos, there won't be any proper tefillah b'tzibur, he'll already always be leaving the happening before the end, etc. And slowly he's going to lose his status. What we're moving into today is Pasuk Kaf Zayin, in terms of midos, the Torah can also, I'm sorry, that tava and kavod, that ta'ava and chemda, that these two aspects of the Yetzirah can also undermine one's, what we would call his tzelem elokim, that sometimes you have an individual who people like to compartmentalize. You'll have a children's doctor who will also be a pedophile, and he'll say, one has nothing to do with the other. I'm a pedophile on my computer, but when I see patients in the office, I'm able to maintain the proper distance. So that's so Shlomo Melech says you can't do that. Hayachata ish eish b'cheko b'gadav lo tisarefna. Someone is going to have a fire burning inside of him, and it's not going to affect his external. B'gadav lo tisarefna yahalech ish al gechalim. Someone walks on coal. Raglav lo tichavena. His legs aren't going to be burnt. So the Gura points out that over here we're dealing with the world of midos. Previously we pointed out that ta'ava and chemda can undermine Torah. Ta'ava and chemda can undermine mitzvos. Ta'ava and chemda can also undermine midos, because we pointed out a number of times that there are two types of midos. There are midos that HaKadosh Baruch Hu built us with, that are inborn, that are nature. Some Yaakov Ishtam Yoshev Olim. That's his nature. That's a midah that was given to him as a gift. And then there's a midah that a person can acquire. via hergil, via habit. It will become his, what we call in English, his second nature. That's, you know, those are the two forms of midos that a person has, those that he's born with and he refines, and those that he can, yesh me'ayin, a person has an ability to be shover, to break that which HaKadosh Baruch Hu put inside of him and to rebuild it as a tzelem elokim. That's according to the Gura, that's the whole purpose of our lives in this world, is to be shover our midot, is that Torah and mitzvot give us the ability, the power to reshape our personalities. However, Pasuk here, both in Pasuk Kaf Zayin and Pasuk Kaf Ches, we have the two forms of the Yetzirah, of the Ta'ava and of the Chemda. The Ta'ava, that's inside of the individual, B'cheko, he's hugging it in very tightly against himself. Can a person live with such an inner Ta'ava? U'bigadav lo tisarafna. Bigadav relates to the midos that are inborn in a person. That a Talmud Chacham is known, what his personality can be seen via his bigadim. The Gemara points out on Shabbos that a Talmud Chacham would never wear a beged inside out, that he wants to be toho kabara, that the kavod haTorah should also be seen in terms of his external clothing. V'hamido tend to create begadim. The Torah speaks about that the beged of the Kohen, umidobad, speaks about it as a mida. In other words, so it's not only a mida that this beged fits his physical dimensions, this beged also fits his spiritual dimensions. This beged is how the person is viewed. And so the ta'ava can not only undermine clearly that which a person can acquire, that would go up in smoke, but even that which he's born with can be overridden by the ta'ava. Heinosa midot shenogadim ba yovad otan machmat shehurgal l'malot ta'avato. He simply has a different value system. It's going to undermine his midot. And in terms of the chemda, in terms of the person who is constantly running after control of as many possessions as possible, that's yihalech ish al gechalim. That's not that which is inside of him, but that's his journey, that's his running, that's his constant external effort. That's like walking on coals. Raglav lo techavenu. So raglav comes the concept of hergel, that which came to him via habit. That second nature is, he's not going to have time for that. He's not, you know, it's in order to be able to maintain a habit, you have to work on it. It's not something that is going to automatically be there. And this person doesn't have the peace of mind to think about his personality. He's too involved in gathering from the outside. So even things that he had worked on himself and he had changed his personality when he was younger, that's the raglayim. Just as we point out, the Sfasema says that shetichla regel min hashuk, at shetichla hergel min hashuk. So over here, the Gura and the Sfasema are not too far apart from one another. That the raglayim represent that which comes about be hergel. Kain haba el eishes re'ehu lo yinake kol hanogeyaba. So we have over here the ba el eishes re'ehu, the ma'isabia, and the nogeya. So again, in terms of the two areas we're speaking about, so the chemda, that would be the equivalent of ba el eishes riehu. This turns into his personality. Kol hanogeya, but in terms of the taiva, there one requires an even stronger siag, not even to touch, because the slippery slope of the ta'ava is much more powerful than that of the chemda. Lo yavu, and now from here until the end of the perek, we'll just give a little hakdama. From pasuk lamed through pasuk lamed hey, we're dealing with comparative value judgment over different types of averos. An avera is an avera. However, there are averos and there are averos. They can be divided in different ways. So the Shlomo HaMelech over here discusses the difference between a ganav on one hand, and this individual who is the Baal Ta'ava / Baal Chemda, which generally expresses itself in the world of Arayos, on the other hand, both how they're viewed by other people and how they're viewed by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here we have a symmetry that most people can, that's because of America in terms of Madoff, Americans go crazy over money, but most people would understand a Ganav, But they can't. They would not understand a no'ef. They would not understand an adulterer. In other words, the ganav has needs that have to be fulfilled in, and one could view it as well, maybe made up would be in the realm of the chemda, as opposed to a classic ganav. But a classic ganav, in other words, he begins to steal because he needs it. In other words, it was a Les Miserables, that you're dealing with an individual who steals an apple because he's hungry. So, except for the gendarme who arrested him, the rest of the world understood that this is something that is not the end of the world. However, the noif, what does he get? It's just a question of taking without really receiving anything. In other words, it's viewed with more of a sense of disgust. Hu adin in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way that it's going to work its way out is in terms of the world of tikkun, whether these averot lend themselves to a situation of tikkun and tshuva, or it's a mu'uvat lo yuchal utkon. So that we'll talk about doing that tomorrow. Okay? Hopefully tomorrow we'll finish the parashah.